there's danger everywhere. But danger had never looked quite like this before.
Can you keep a secret?
Based on shocking true events.
This girl, Rena Virk, she's been missing for 3 days.
Emmy Award nominee Riley Keough.
Young girls were the ones we were supposed to protect.
Academy Award nominee Lily Gladstone.
Can't be.
Not be protected from.
A Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Matcha.
I love matcha. So rich and smooth.
Do you love matcha love?
Yep. Matcha love is the best in the biz.
Experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf.
So many powerful health benefits.
You know what else I love? Sweet treats.
You are in luck. Matcha's great for baking.
Can you make cookies or cheesecake with matcha?
Yes. Or your other favorites, ice cream or madeleines.
Yes. Delicious.
Matcha love.
Get 25% off all matcha love products on itoen.com. Using code CRIME. That's code CRIME at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Zarin, you know what's ridiculous?
Yes. Did you know only 19 authors sold more new books last year than Matthew McConaughey? He was 20 for the year. Ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, he was the most, he sold more books, more new books last year than all but 19 professional writers and authors.
That's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, just go figure.
Well, you know what else is ridiculous?
No, lay it on me.
Getting so blotted that you need to be forcibly removed from your trashed hotel room by armed soldiers.
Wait, what? I love this. It sounds like some people I know.
This is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It's always 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous. Zarin, what's your favorite Billy Idol song?
Billy Idol, the bleach blonde rocker? Let's see. White Wedding, because I'm an older brother, and you know, I just love the opening of that. It's got a crazy hook, and there's, what is it, Nice Day to Start Again. I always like that. Rebel Yell is a good one. Cradle of Love, although that video, oh man,
that is a problem.
It has not aged well. So I'll say not Cradle of Love, and I will say White Wedding.
Okay,
what's your favorite Billy Idol song?
I really like Ready, Steady, Go from when he was in Generation X.
Okay, kind of deep cuts. I got it.
Well, you know.
I'm over here with the MTV hits, and you're like, B-sides of the Japanese bootleg.
It's a good song. So we're talking Billy Idol, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to close your eyes.
Eyes are closed.
And imagine Bangkok in the fall of 1989.
So moist.
So moist, so sultry. So imagine you're staying at the Royal Orchid Sheraton. Can you picture yourself doing that?
What'd you say for the sake of the story? Yes.
Yes. It's lush. It's gorgeous. You're on the top floor of the hotel. Your room overlooks this river. See, but you hear a commotion down the hall. Now, you've been hearing a lot of stuff down the hall, in the last week of your stay. Yelling, smashing of glass, wood, lots of shady ladies coming and going.
And by shady ladies, are we talking about professionals?
Professionals. You've called down to the front desk a couple times to complain.
Of course, sounds like
me. You know, by gum, I am paying a lot of money for this room, and there's something going on. There's some tomfoolery and horseplay going on down the hall.
I did not pay to listen to shenanigans.
No shenanigans. They've apologized. Perhaps they sent up a fruit basket.
Oh, that would have been nice of
them. Yeah, it's refreshing. But the ruckus just persists. But today, when you hear it, sounds a little bit different. So you open the door to your room, you peek down the hall, and you see this group of Thai soldiers. They have rifles, bayonets on display, and they're entering that nuisance room down the hall.
Get them!
Get them. Like, so you're thinking, ooh. Now, it's 1989. You can't post this on Nextdoor, but it's good action. You can't post it on Citizen. The Thai soldiers, they enter the room, but they have a nurse and some paramedics with them. So you're thinking, okay, this is getting intense. And they all walk in, and there's like a brief shuffle, and then the group comes out. And they're wheeling the gurney, and there's a passenger strapped to this gurney, totally out cold, like tongue lolling out of the side of his mouth. You can see the top of his head. It's a brushy mess of bleach blonde spikes.
Uh-oh.
Who do we have here?
Mr. Billy Idol.
Mr. Billy Idol. You, hotel guest.
Yes.
Have just witnessed Billy Idol's 3-week drug bender come to an end at the hands of a tranquilizer wielding nurse and the Thai army.
Did you say 3-week long bender?
3 weeks. 3 weeks. And that was the third hotel that he'd trashed in as many weeks.
Wait a minute. If you're going to do a 3-week bender and this is the third hotel, you're not doing this alone, are you?
No, 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 no. See, he's there with his friend. Billy Idol and his friend Harry Johnson went to Thailand to take a break from recording the album Charmed Life.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to back that up. Did you say his friend was named Harry Johnson?
Billy Idol and his Harry Johnson went to Thailand.
And we're tearing up Thailand.
Yeah, just going nuts. What kind of put this in motion is that Billy Idol, he had a longtime girlfriend, Perry Lister.
Okay.
They had a kid in 1988, so they have like a year-old child, a babe in arms.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, Perry is at home, and the baby monitor's on. She's listening to, you know, the sweet coos of Baby Idol. And then she overhears a phone conversation that Billy Idol is having with another woman.
Wait a minute. So Billy's on the phone in the baby's room talking to another woman?
I don't know if he was in the baby. He's like, let me go somewhere private.
Exactly.
Baby's taking a nap. Sneak in the nursery. Or if, you know, sometimes like the older baby monitors back in those days like would pick up frequencies, like maybe he was on the cordless phone.
Oh, right. Good point.
But what's he talking about with his other woman? Their new baby.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He doubled up.
Yeah, he doubled up. So he's got an 88 and an 89 baby.
Oh, so like Irish twins, but different women.
Different women. So Perry is like, obviously not okay with this.
No.
And so she takes the baby and leaves. He's heartbroken, Billy, because he wants it all.
But he's got a backup baby.
Harry Johnson?
No, I said he's got a backup baby.
That's true. He does have a backup. She only took one of the two. So, but Harry's like, it's okay, Billy. You know what? You know what we need to get your mind off of you carousing around and dipping your wick all over town? Let's dip your wick in Thailand.
You know what we need to do? Keep your wick wetter.
So it's like, all right. And, you know, Billy Idol had had some drug problems in the past.
Yeah, it's an understatement.
So he's like, okay, Harry Johnson says to him, let's go to Thailand. We're just going to drink a ton of booze. We're just going to use the services of a lot of sex workers. And this is going to make you feel really good, but no drugs.
Of course.
We're not going to do drugs. And they're like, yeah, of course, no drugs. So a little bit more about Billy and Harry. They'd only known each other for about a year.
Wait, so Harry's a new friend to him?
Harry is a new pal.
How does Billy Idol make new friends?
Well, he makes them Because I think that they got connected through their love of motorcycles.
Oh, of course. Shared interest.
Shared interest. Well, and Harry was a hairdresser.
So he's basically like the plot of Shampoo come to life.
Oh, so much so. Harry the hairdresser became a hairdresser to pick up chicks. Because he thought, well, this is just like an inn. There's just plentiful. And I'm just an absolute rascal. And so
he's like, let me be the only straight dude in a world full of women looking to be pleased.
Totally. Totally.
Guy's a genius.
But he transitions into another job, which is Billy Idol's assistant.
Not so much of a genius.
But they have motorcycles. They have these Harleys and they with other guys and they all ride around together. And they gave their crew a name. They called themselves the Rude Dudes. Which 100% is the name that like a group of golden retrievers wearing sunglasses would give themselves.
The rude dudes. Golden retrievers in sunglasses and tank tops.
Yeah.
To say rude dudes.
Rude dudes sitting on like the shore of a lake, cracking back some brewskies.
Wagging their tails.
Yeah, just a couple. Just a bunch of rude dudes, you know? They got a barbecue going. That's when you tell me rude dudes, that's what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing Billy Idol and some other sort of, you know, frosted tips guys on Harley Davidsons.
Well, it's hard to imagine a hairdresser who hangs out with Billy Idol being a rude dude and calling himself that. And it's easy to imagine him being a rude person.
Sure, but they're a bunch of rude dudes. Yeah. So, yeah. So the rude dudes, they decide to go to Bangkok and blow off a little steam.
It sounds like more than that.
True. Let me just take a break and collect myself and try and get the image of the golden retrievers wearing sunglasses out of my head. And then I'm going to let you know how that worked out for them.
Cool. I'm going to change my shirt. Matcha.
So good.
Matcha Love.
Yes, I love it.
No, Matcha Love, the brand.
Oh, yeah. Matcha Love, made with real Japanese matcha.
It's rich, smooth, perfect for hot or cold brewing.
Matcha's great because it's rich in vitamin C and EGCGs.
What do you like to make with it? I like to make matcha lattes.
I'm all about making smoothies.
Why wouldn't you be?
Get 25% off all Matcha Love products at itoin.com using code CRIME. That's code CRIME at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. Or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today. Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Okay, so Rude Dude 1 and Rude Dude 2 Billy Idol and Harry Johnson.
I was going to ask which one's which, but go on.
I think Billy Idol's Rude Dude 1.
Yeah, let's be honest.
And Harry Johnson is Rude Dude 2. Number 2.
RD2.
They go to Thailand. They want to visit brothels, drink tropical libations, but no drugs.
No drugs.
No, sir. They check into the presidential suite at the Oriental Hotel. And for the first week, they totally stuck to the plan. They're just drinking themselves silly. They're then dragging their rum-soaked bones down to a brothel and just parades of women. And they were apparently wearing numbers, and that's how they would, you know, I'll take number 14.
Oh, the women, not Billy Idol and Harry Johnson.
By the end of the night, they may have been wearing
numbers. I was
thinking
maybe they're wearing like a 1 and a 2, like Rude Dude 1
and Rude Dude 2. Okay, let's say they did that. That's a new part of the story.
Yeah, and maybe the sex workers were picking them. I'll take number 2. Yeah, I'll take number 1.
Please don't send me to number 2. So then one of the other places that they went was Bangkok's hottest disco. What do you think Bangkok's hottest disco is called?
Mancy Pants.
Oh, no. It's called Bubbles.
Bubbles? Like the chimpanzee?
I was going to say, I like to imagine that they named it after Michael Jackson's chimpanzee.
The hottest nightclub in Bangkok is named after Michael Jackson's chimpanzee.
It's got everything. It's got Rude Dude 1. So, Bubbles. They go to Bubbles. They're just having a great time. But, you know, it's like, alcohol is a depressant, and they're getting wiped out with all their extracurriculars. And so they need like a pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to this cab driver and they're like, sir, could you get us some cocaine?
But that breaks their rule of no drugs.
But you know what? Rude dudes don't really live by the rules.
No, they don't. I was just thinking they were going to maybe get some of that Thai speed whiskey. They're like, nope, straight to the coke.
Just, sir, cocaine, please. And the taxi driver says, yes, I'm off. And so he leaves, comes back like an hour later, and he gives them this like 8-inch vial of white powder.
Did you say 8-inch?
He gives 8 inches of white powder to them. He gives it to Harry Johnson.
Giving Harry Johnson 8 inches.
Yes, exactly. Oh, why did I know you'd do that?
I'm sorry. It was
Harry
right
tastes
there.
Here's another detail, an invented detail that I like to imagine. Let's say that Harry has like a super long Coke nail.
Ooh, nice.
And so he dips it in and he tastes it and he's like, uh-oh, Billy, this is not the cocaine.
What is this?
This is really strong China White heroin.
Oh, and glad he didn't try it with his nose.
So they didn't say, oh, excuse me, driver, we need to make a return, an exchange. There's been some mistake.
These are not the drugs I ordered.
No, what they do is they wander around through all these marketplaces looking for tinfoil.
Excuse me. Do you have some tinfoil? I'd like to chase the dragon.
I need a little gear.
There's a dragon here I'm trying to chase.
They can't find any because I guess they went to the wrong markets or perhaps they didn't know how to ask for it. I don't know. Whatever. They don't have any tinfoil. So they go back to the hotel room and then they are like MacGyvering out because they see a bunch of candy bars in the mini bar. And they the foil wrappers and they're like, ha ha, now we can do
super thin paper tinfoil.
Which is generally kind of paper. I don't know. Maybe like Thai candy bars are actually wrapped in tinfoil.
Okay.
Maybe. Whatever. That's what they use. So that's how they were able to utilize their heroin. They could use it. They get high as kites. They're just like walking around like zombies. They don't go to the brothels. Now they just have the sex workers sent up to them.
They are the brothel.
They are the brothel. But they're just like zonked, right? Now, this is a really nice hotel. You know who else was staying at the hotel at that time?
The Queen of England?
Yes. And she went up to the suite. No.
She's like, I'll take some China White. One drug,
she was
please.
Like, knock, knock. Do you have the cocaine? They're like, no, we don't do it.
No, Queen Mom.
No, the Queen was not there.
No, damn.
It was Mel Gibson and his family.
Mel Gibson?
Coming out of nowhere, coming out of left field, Mel Gibson.
You'll never see Mel Gibson coming.
He was there most likely to film Air America, which is a movie about two dudes and a bunch of heroin.
Ironically, it is.
Ironically. So Mel's there and with his family.
Wait, now, does he interact with Billy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So Billy Idol at one point must have made it to the elevators, but he gets in and he passes out. and the doors in the lobby open up, and he's half in, half out of the elevator, and the doors are opening and closing on him. Ding, ding.
Just a pool of Billy Idol.
The pool of limp Billy Idol. And Harry's like, come on, Billy. Now, I don't know. I don't think that Harry was British. So Billy Idol's like, oh, in a British accent. And then Harry says, Billy, wake up.
William, it is time to rise.
William. And he's just gone. I mean, he's alive, but he's just out. And so Mel Gibson and his family come up because they need to go to their room. Mm-hmm. And they look down, and Mel Gibson apparently was super polite and just said, oh, excuse me, and then took his family to another elevator.
Do you think he even knew it was Billy Idol?
Probably not, but here's the, okay, this is for yet another imagined detail of mine.
Could lay it on me.
I like to pretend that Billy Idol opened one eye and Mel Gibson's looking down at him and Billy Idol says, what do you think you're looking at, sugar?
Why do you and love that?
Because that's what Mel Gibson said to that cop who pulled him over later, among other really horrible things. I think maybe that's where Mel Gibson learned it.
He learned it from Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Lying in a pool of his own sick.
Sure, exactly. And that phrase just stuck in his head.
It's like, I'm going to use
and
that.
And then in his twisted mind, you know.
Next time I'm twisted on drugs and.
Yeah, and anti-Semitism, I'm really going to let it rip. So that's let's pretend. So the boys, the rude dudes, they're running out of heroin.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so when you run out of heroin, apparently your best bet is to go to a pharmacy and buy up all the tranquilizers.
Oh, of course. I mean, I was going to say, well, you know, sure. They probably went to a pharmacy and bought up all the tranquilizers.
Why didn't they go back to the cab driver? Anyway, this doesn't mellow him, though. Like, Billy doesn't get tranquilized. He hulks out on tranquilizers. They make him crazy. He gets super angry. So he starts trashing the room. Up until this point, you know, he's just been lolling about and, you know.
Yeah, just being like heroin, like a pillow.
He had like
pillow.
Spirals for eyes, yeah. And was just, you know. Now he's just like, smash! So he goes nuts. This wasn't, as a total aside, this was not the first time that Billy Idol had trashed a hotel room.
Oh,
I mean,
well, yeah, it's Billy Idol.
But in 1982, he was staying at the Chateau Marmont in L.A. He was doing the drugs, doing the drink.
As one Billy does.
At the Chateau Marmont.
Yeah, good, okay. Great, epic, legendary place
he's
to
just,
do drugs.
He's going by the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's pretty much helping to build the mythos of the Chateau Marmont.
Exactly. He's helping them hit their quota. So he then, of course, he goes over the edge.
Of course, that's where he lives.
There are no rules for rude dudes.
No.
So he's going nuts, and he just starts destroying the hotel room. Why? Because he finds out that the liquor stores are closed. It's like after 2 a.m., and you can't buy alcohol until 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes nuts.
He's like, I can't wait 4 hours.
I need my Midori sours. So he goes crazy, and he's just like, trashing the place, TV, whatever. He's stripped down naked and covered in his own blood. And the manager comes. And he somehow convinces the manager not to kick him out until, like, officially morning.
And this is because he can't get a drink.
Because he can't get a drink. So instead of the manager being like, this, is, you know, we don't, no, you don't do this, and swatting him with a newspaper.
Down, Billy,
he's like,
down.
All right, I'll give you till 10, and then you got to check out. So Billy, like, he gets up, like, he kind of passes out for a little while, and then he wakes up, the sun streaming in, the front door of the bungalow that he's in is open, and he lights a joint, still totally naked. Now, this is 1982, so marijuana is not legal.
Like, not by a
in the
long
state
sight.
Of California, no. So he's hitting this joint naked in the doorway of the bungalow.
Just chilling with some jazz cabbage, as one does.
Totally, that sticky broccoli. And he sees the cops coming. And he doesn't panic because he's a rude dude.
Yeah.
But he's thinking like, well, here it goes. I'm going to get busted for grass. No, the cops just keep walking. They don't care.
What? Wait, what?
Because There was something more important going on than busting Billy Idol for...
What could possibly be more important than busting Billy Idol?
A dead John Belushi a couple bungalows over.
Oh, wow.
That was going... That happened.
The night Belushi died, Billy Idol was
destroying a bungalow, like, you know, just a little...
It's like death got confused and went to the wrong door.
That is like the center of chaos.
Death is like, oh, man.
So
I can't take them both at the same time.
So I just, you know, I guess he just snuffs out the joint. He's like, oh, I got to blow town now, and gets out of there. So anyway, back to our story.
Mm-hmm.
Billy and Harry, Billy's trashed the hotel room. They decide we got to get out of Bangkok.
Oh, God. Split
this
town.
This is bad business. Let's go to the resort town of Pattaya.
Why the Pattaya not?
And I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. Pattaya.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
All of it.
Those are all great.
There's no wrong way to be right in Pattaya. All right. So they decided they've been making so many good decisions.
Oh, of course. I mean, just a string of them.
Tons.
Like so they're like, you know, it'd be a good decision.
You know, it'd be a really good decision. Rude dudes. Rent jet skis and play chicken on them while naked.
Oh, the cocaine of the seas.
The cocaine of the seas. So they're playing chicken, and of course, Billy crashes and sinks his jet ski. So this, like, family that he had rented the jet ski from, he has to pay him off.
Do you think Billy is, by the way, just preternaturally warm-blooded? Is that why he's always getting naked? Like, what's
he's
the deal?
He's like a toddler who just sheds his clothes. Like,
I need to be free.
He probably runs hot.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's just, he wants to be liberated.
He needs that cooling air flow constantly rushing over him. Otherwise, one of his parts may fall off.
And honestly, can you be a rude dude and be fully clothed?
No, I don't think that's possible.
Those golden retrievers aren't wearing clothes. Well, you said they were wearing tank tops.
Well, that's just formal wear.
But if a golden retriever is wearing just a tank top, he or she is basically Porky Pig in it. There's no pants involved.
No pants involved.
So that's still rude, dude.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're in this resort. It's beautiful. They've crashed a jet ski. They go back to the room, and what do you think they do back in their room?
They play a sensible amount of gin rummy, and they talk about their personal lives and their relationships with the women in their lives.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
they
helped each other heal.
The end.
Yeah.
And they did drugs is what happened.
Oh, I was so close.
Yeah, you live in a fantasy world, dude. They do a bunch more drugs. Billy passes out and he wakes up and the room is dark and there are some sex workers with him and no Harry Johnson.
It's always bad when you got sex workers and no Harry Johnson.
Right?
Because nothing's getting done.
Recipe for disaster. That's a no-go. So he's just so mad. Harry, why did you do this to me? Why did you leave me?
He wakes up angry with sex workers. He's got sex workers and no Harry Johnson, and this pisses him off.
Yeah, that pissed him off. So he double hulks out. He just goes absolutely nuts. He picks up this giant table and throws it through a plate glass wall of windows.
Jesus.
Right? And then he smashes a TV, smashes up some really lovely teak furniture.
Yeah, I love teak furniture.
I know. The resort owner, not happy, not pleased. So the owner says, you got to get out of here. So they're like, fine, we're going to take this rude dude show back to Bangkok.
We're taking our show on the road.
Yeah, later. Let's take a break, come back, and then I'm going to tell you what happens next to the rude dudes.
I'm going to change my pants. Matcha!
I love matcha. So rich and smooth.
Do you love matcha love?
Yep. Matcha love is the best in the biz.
Experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf.
So many powerful health benefits.
You know what else I love? Sweet treats.
You are in luck. Matcha's great for baking.
Can you make cookies or cheesecake with matcha?
Yes. Or your other favorites, ice cream or madeleines.
Yes! Delicious!
Matcha love!
Get 25% off all matcha love products on itoin.com. Using code CRIME. That's code CRIME at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. Or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Billy Idol and Harry Johnson.
My men.
The rude dudes. They've been sent themselves back to Bangkok. They've self-deported themselves from the Thai resort back to Bangkok. And they check into the Royal Orchid Sheraton. Hmm. Remember we were talking about that?
Yeah.
I asked you if you could imagine staying there.
Yeah. And I said no.
Not really, yeah. But you're going to do your level best.
So I'm still doing that. I'm still imagining I'm there.
In
the
your mind.
The sheets are amazing.
The thread count.
This is 800 thread count, which is Egyptian cotton.
Yeah. Is that the smell of gardenia in the air? No, it's royal orchids.
I got to take one of these robes back home with me.
I don't think that they mind. You're paying that much for a room, you better
just
be able to take
it. Put it in
robe.
Your suitcase.
So, back at the Royal Orchid Sheraton, everyone in Billy Idol's life is trying to contact him and tell him, get back to Los Angeles. Now, enough of this.
So are they hearing like international reports? Is it like the lawyers are going, this is getting costly? Like who's motivating
I don't know.
This?
I don't know who's telling them about all the malarkey that's going down in Thailand. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, maybe
they're just seeing the bank account go down and down. And
well,
down.
Yeah, the credit card charges. Because every time they trash a place, they got to pay him off and they have to pay for the jet skis. His manager is probably seeing like money transfers mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And he's probably dumb enough to call management and agents and be like, I need more heroin.
Oi, send over cocaine.
Right, governor. And so all these people are like, you got to get back here now. You got to stop this. Stop it.
And stop it, Billy.
Stop it. Bad. And all these phone calls. And he thinks in his logic is like, all right, I'll go back to LA, but I'm going to need at least a week off of heroin if I'm going to white knuckle this 14-hour flight back to LA.
He's been doing enough heroin to get addicted. Like,
well, I think it just reawakened underlying addiction. And
that makes a lot of sense.
And I mean, that's heartbreaking, right? That like he can't escape that.
No,
it's also a little ridiculous, if you ask me. So he's like, just give me a week, everybody. And they're thinking, oh boy. They book a flight, he and Harry.
Mm-hmm. Back to LA?
Yeah. Okay. Their rude dudes are coming home, going back to LA. And that the flight is about 3 weeks from when they arrived.
Okay, so they've been on a 3-week
bender. It comes time for him to get on the plane. It's like, you can't roust Billy.
He's changed his mind. The heroin is too good to leave.
I don't even know if he was. I think he might have like been able to kind of kick it, but he's probably doing all those tranquilizers, and he's just like
hulking out by himself.
He's hopped up on goofballs.
He's hopped up on Billy Idol.
Exactly. He's high on his supply. So what happens? You need to get Billy Idol to the airport. You need to get him out of your hotel. What do? You're the hotel manager.
Get a big spatula.
Yes. And you call the Thai army.
Oh, like, good answer.
Phone him up. Hello, army.
Better answer.
I need your help. So this takes us back to the very beginning when I had you doing that that exercise in imagination.
Come full circle.
It's come full circle.
So all the heroin we've made along the way.
I know. So these guys show up in uniform with weapons and a nurse, probably in like a classic nurse's mm-hmm. costume. And or nurse's uniform, I should say.
Costume is when we wear them.
Exactly. So the nurse comes in. Now, she had to have used serious tranquilizers if he was already on
tranquilizers. Oh, yeah, because it was making him Hulk out.
Right. So I'm sure she had just a giant syringe and just like plugged it right into his rump. Or...
I like how you have your hands so far apart, like it's a cartoon syringe.
It's a giant novelty syringe from Party Central. But I also, another imagined detail, a false detail that I've created in my head about this is that she has a holster and she pulls out a tranquilizer gun and just like knocks him with a couple darts instead of like she gives him like stuff that would take down big game.
Mm-hmm. Rhinoceros tranquilizers.
Yeah.
Elephant tranquilizers.
Yeah, and that's what. So let's pretend that that's what she did. So she didn't come in with even a novelty size syringe. She just like. Quick draw.
Thunk, thunk.
Thunk, thunk. And then he looks at her just all surprised.
You
like,
double tapped me.
Why would you do that? And then off he goes. So then they lift him up on the gurney. They wheel him out. He comes to at the airport just barfing all over himself.
Probably still naked.
Who among us doesn't come to at an airport barfing all over? They get him on the plane and he makes it to Los Angeles safely.
Can you imagine being in that first class? Or I'm assuming he's in first class.
The smell alone.
It's like, I paid how much for this?
Do you think he showered in those 3 weeks? I mean, aside from the time he spent on the jet ski, that was like...
I think he showered in the rain of Bangkok.
I think he did. So he's on the plane, this long flight. He gets back to L.A. He finishes the Charmed Life album, as we all know.
Wow.
Yeah. Goes in the studio, gets it done a couple months. He finishes recording on February 5th, 1990. So, you know, it was in the fall of 89.
Mm-hmm. Why does that sound familiar, 1990 Billy Idol?
Because the very next morning, February 6th, 1990, he's on his Harley, dudeing it up,
mm-hmm.
and he runs a stop sign mm-hmm. and crashes,
mm-hmm.
and he really messed up his leg and his arm.
Oh, yeah, he Gary Busey'd the hell out of himself.
Totally, totally. I mean, he was just like, just smeared on the pavement. And
Mel Gibson looked down at him.
And Mel Gibson walked up and said, sugar
How you feeling?
Yeah, so he's just like, he's just a red smear on the pavement. His arm and leg are all messed up. He has so many surgeries to recover. And it really, I mean, the album's done.
Mm-hmm. We go on to be one of his big albums.
Yeah, yeah. But he lost out on a lot of stuff because of this accident. You know, he was in the movie The Doors. He plays a drinking buddy of Jim's.
Yeah, like a roadie guy or whatever.
He was actually supposed to play Jim's friend Tom Baker in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
So he was like going to have this big role. But the bigger role that he missed out on, he was supposed to be T-1000 in Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Wait, what? That doesn't even make sense. Robert Patrick, the liquid Terminator, he's supposed to be that guy? So basically the whole reason Robert Patrick has a movie career is because Billy Idol crashed his motorcycle?
Where was Robert Patrick on the morning of February 6th, 1990? That's what I want to know. Throwing a spike strip in front of the Harley. Muhahaha. Now he gets to be he gets to say, have you seen this boy?
Have you seen this boy?
Yeah. And then he also gets to be in a movie with Guns N' Roses on the soundtrack.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Lucky duck. So yeah, Billy Idol blows it. He crashes his sled. All goes to hell. However, he did still tour for the album, Charmed Life, and he used a cane for some of the dates.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that Cradle of Love video we were talking about.
The problematic Cradle of Love video.
He's only seen from the waist up in that video.
That's why he's on the TV screen and not, and they have the whole scene where she's undressing and doing the
stuff. Do you know who directed that video?
Spike Lee.
David Fincher.
What the?
It's such a bad video.
And it's actually kind of Fincher-esque now that you mentioned
it.
I can see it.
It won awards.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Car and Driver Awards. it won VMAs when that was a thing. And Car and Driver Best best video. So yeah.
Best in class for
him. Best in class. And then, you know, later on, he goes on to kind of like survive. He wrote an autobiography,
mm-hmm.
telling all these wild tales. He cleaned himself up.
Did he?
Sure.
Let's just say that. Let's be optimistic.
I think as of right now, I'm going to say if he isn't cleaned up, I'm going to wish it for him so hard that he is.
I like that about you.
Thank you.
It's very generous.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want everyone to be okay. And, you know, we all kind of have our craziness. We all have our demons. And sometimes they take you to a Thai adventure. Otherwise, not so exciting. So that's I think our ridiculous takeaway here is that rock star behavior is generally ridiculous and we kind of expect it to be ridiculous.
But sometimes yeah. we pay for it to be ridiculous.
We get peak ridiculous, like from Billy Idol.
Yeah.
You and I know a lot of musicians.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And
most of my friends are musicians.
Same. But what's your craziest debauched musician story?
Oh, like Billy Idol level crazy debauched?
Yeah.
Well, no, I can't tell that one. No, he'll be embarrassed by that. Oh, no. Okay, I got one. I got one I can tell that will not compromise anyone's career.
Hit me.
Okay. When I was a boy in Atlanta, I was at the Lenox Shopping Mall, right? And Lenox Shopping Mall is on the Buckhead side of Atlanta. It's like a nice shopping mall. So like when celebrities come to town, they go to the Buckhead Shopping Mall, right? So I'm there. I'm with my dad. And you're like, wait a minute. How is this the debauched musician story? You're a kid with your dad in a shopping mall. Stay tuned. So we're walking through the mall and we see this entourage, just people. And I don't, like, I'm 6, 7 years old. I don't really know. I just know that my dad and how other people, all the adults are acting. This must be somebody cool. And I kind of go, huh. My dad takes me by the side and he goes, go over there and ask him for an autograph. And I was like, he doesn't tell me who it is. I guess he assumes I know who it is. So
that must be important because I can't really see your dad doing that.
Exactly.
Like,
he's not.
Breaking his cool like that.
Never one to be like, oh, like I'm gonna go give attention to this celebrity. That's not his game, right?
Yeah.
So, but he tells me, go over and ask him for an autograph. So I was like, okay, Pop. And so I walk over to this entourage and they're coming at us. So I walk over and right in front of them and I stop the entourage. The entourage is very kind about it. They stop for this little boy who's looking up at them. And I noticed amongst the crowd as it separates this one figure in a white fur coat. And he looks down at me. And now I'm 6 years old. I don't know what cocaine is, but I know that this man is high as giraffe eyebrows, all right? And he says to me, I say, excuse me, can I get your autograph? He looks at me, he says, I'm Rick James. Of course.
No.
Yes. He said, what's your name, little man? And I said, Saren. And that's when I realized my dad wanted the autograph because he has the same name. So I went over and got an autograph from Rick James for my dad, and he still, I assume, have it because I don't have that autograph.
Wow.
All I have is the memory of Rick James, high as giraffe eyebrows, looking down at me going, I'm Rick James, of course!
That's amazing!
Yes.
That's incredible.
So there you go. There's a safely told debauched musician story.
I love it. That's perfect.
And
that
ridiculous.
That is absolutely perfect. Perfect, ridiculous, and that just, you've seen us out beautifully on that one. Thank you so much for that story that's going to stick in my head for the rest of time. Anyone listening, you can find us online at Ridiculous Crime, both on Twitter and Instagram. If you got a ridiculous crime that you want to hear about, a tip on one, or if you want to confess, or if you have a really bonkers, debauched rock star story that can top Rick James, which it can't, so good luck. You can email us at ridiculouscrime@gmail.com.
I'm Zara Burnett.
I'm Elizabeth Dutton.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zara Burnett, produced and edited by Dave Kustin. Research is by the intrepid Marissa Brown. The theme song is by Thomas Lee and Travis Dutton. Executive producers are Ben Bolden and Noel Brown.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Matcha.
So good.
Matcha Love.
Yes, I love it.
No, Matcha Love, the brand.
Oh, yeah, Matcha Love, made with real Japanese matcha.
It's rich, smooth, perfect for hot or cold brewing.
Matcha's great because it's rich in vitamin C and EGCGs.
What do you like to make with it? I like to make matcha lattes.
I'm all about making smoothies.
Why wouldn't you be?
Get 25% off all Matcha Love products at itoin.com using code CRIME. That's code CRIME at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.